Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we come and hear the gospel each week, we are tempted to assume that the gospels themselves are written as a collection of sayings or stories or incidences or narratives that are strung together like pearls on a necklace or something, one after another. And somehow they're all supposed to sort of look nice when they're done. But there are times when we are reminded that indeed this is one story, start to finish, that has from time to time times and places of more dramatic importance than others. This is one. For all of the talk that had been going on, and there's talk in John, of course, about and seven signs or that would point to God, and all of those things that take place, the I am statements of I am the bread, I am the water, I am the good and shepherd. Now we come to this place where it simply says that there were some Greeks, and they came to Philip and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Jesus does not answer them. It is not recorded that he goes to find them. It is not seen in some way that he attempts to send them a message. He does not ask them, "Why do you want to come and see me?" None of that is seen there. What we do see is that immediately Jesus sees this as an opportunity, that somehow this is a dividing point, some sort of a marker on this timeline of the Gospel of John. And immediately he says, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified." We might be tempted to think, yes, it is, good for him. But Jesus knows better than this. This is not going to be an easy thing. "Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who lose their life in this world will keep it for eternal life." It is as if he has already seen the handwriting on the wall. He knows that this is not going to end easily. And yet this is what he is here for. This is why he has been brought to this point. This is why, as John would record it, why he came into the world. And God, of course, confirms this. But it does not end there. "Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor." For a long time, the Christian church, and certainly in America, has had it nice. It has gone well for us. We just assumed that everyone sort of thought and acted the way that we did, that even if they didn't go to church, at least in some way, they sort of got what we took was important, and we moved ahead. When I was a kid, I could guarantee that the school lunch on Friday was going to consist of macaroni and cheese on one Friday, and the next week would be fish sticks. Boy, I look forward to those fish sticks. They were so wonderful. And of course, from time to time, someone would speak up and ask, "Why is it that we always have macaroni and cheese and fish sticks on Friday?" And someone, if they weren't just and sort of told to go home and ask their parents, would explain that for the benefit of our Catholic men students, in that day and age, at least before I turned 10 or so, it was before Vatican II, and so Catholics did not, as a tradition, eat meat on Fridays in honor of the story of Good Friday. So that is why. Even in a culture that in the election of JFK in 1960, many people thought the first act would be a hotline established from Washington, D.C. to the Vatican. I don't think it happened. But we were concerned, you know, you just can't tell. Things have changed. We live in a much different society, for good and ill, and we are having to learn things about this. It would be good for us to remember that whoever serves Jesus must follow him, which means these words become instruction for us as well. If we are going to remain alone, either as an individual or as a congregation, and just say, we're doing fine, we're not going to get involved, we're just going to sort of hunker down here and hang on, we, like that single grain, will die alone. A single grain, a single congregation. But what Jesus calls us to do is to serve, to give up our own intentions, our own thoughts, our own ways of and thinking the world should be a whole lot more like me, and remembering that God is at work in amazing ways, in speaking to people in terms that they can indeed understand. And so we will need to learn to trust, and to know that from time to time, we will be there simply to serve and to listen. It means that we are giving up ourselves in order that Jesus Christ himself might be glorified. These are difficult words. We don't particularly think that this is going to be a whole lot of fun, and apparently neither did Jesus. What am I to say here? Father, save me from this hour? But he knew better. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. And it's for this reason that you are here. God has called you to be a Christian, salt and light in this world. And even if it means that we have to give up times of and privilege and assuming that everybody just and sort of gets it, and we don't have to explain what we mean or why we think it's important or why it is that we engage in such things as caring for the poor or for the homeless or for the sick. Why we think that this is important. This is work that needs to be done. We are, of course, going to get the entire story, or at least the conclusion. Next week is Palm Sunday and the Sunday of the Passion, where we will hear this, at least from one of the gospel accounts, the entire passion of Christ, and we will see this and put together in a complete way. But for us, at this point, even in the middle of Lent, we are called to serve and to ask God, what is it that you need? What can we give back in thankfulness for the grace that you have shown to us? Where are those in places that I may need to speak? Where are those places that I may need to listen? Where are those in places that I need to engage together with friends and neighbors and people who don't know you at all, in order that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, might be heard in this world. There is work to be done, that is and certainly true. But we do it in the promise that those who give up their life for this, those who lose their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Amen.